This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz on this Easter weekend. Let's talk for a moment about the journey with Jesus, particularly through Easter. There are some journeys that people just don't want to take. And facing particular journeys in life means dealing with things that are often too hard. For example, let me talk for a moment about chronic illness. If you've ever travelled through that journey, you'll know that's one you don't want to go through again. There could be arthritis or depression. That's a journey, isn't it? Or caring for a spouse with Alzheimer's disease. That can be really an awful, like an endless tunnel through which we travel. Or a rebellious child or the death of a close friend. That can be a really awful journey. But having someone come alongside you on that journey, no matter how unfamiliar they might be with your pain, makes it easier, doesn't it? And as we've reflected, particularly at Easter, Jesus was looking for that from his disciples as he journeyed towards the cross. And it started with the need to have them around him and to acknowledge him as the Messiah. And those weeks, think of the difficult weeks leading up to his death and the resurrection of Jesus. He was looking for friendship. He was looking for support and emotional support. He was looking for someone to go with him on that journey. Now, it's really sad, isn't it, that he didn't find someone. The disciples were with him. They went to sleep. His friends didn't want to accompany him on this journey. It was just too hard, too difficult for them. And they wanted to avoid taking that journey. And as we read, that particularly through the season of Lent, I think it's helpful, particularly through the Mel Gibson film, The Passion of the Christ. I think that's been a marvellous film that's helped many people see how awful that journey must have been for Jesus, to actually live through it. Can you imagine the pain that Jesus endured? And although Jesus was acquainted with the fact that the disciples were human, that they were wanting, I guess, the spirit was willing, for the flesh was weak, and he was disappointed with them the night before he died. And yet, we don't see any anger, we see his interactions with them, always loving, and the very sad statement, "Couldn't you watch with me?" That was not a demand, it wasn't a complaint or a cry of self-pity. I think it was just an expression of surprise that these disciples, at that critical time in his life, couldn't even stay awake for him. So keeping watch is a time to accompany people on a journey, and maybe you've had experiences over your lifetime where it's been a privilege to walk with people through their time of sadness or disaster or a time of loss in their life. And so we need to think about that. People keeping watch next to a bedside when someone is close to death, it's an experience that I guess you'll never forget. And I hope that during Easter, this time of Lent as well, I hope it's been a time for you to accompany Jesus in some small way to bring in his kingdom, to pray, to spend time, perhaps going to church at this weekend of Easter, or perhaps in just a little acts of self-denial where you can do things for people. When the reality of the death of Jesus hit the followers of Jesus, it really was a betrayal of their faith. How on earth, they felt, could we continue to serve and believe in a Messiah who has let us down? This was the time that they needed him most. There was an author called Nancy Groom, and she says this: "Though it seems eminently reasonable for us to light our own path in the emotional blackness caused by past and present losses, God invites us to simply trust him in the dark times, and he warns us of the consequences of not trusting him." Well, during his own Via Dolorosa, Jesus wanted his disciples to be with him, not just for his own comfort, but for them to learn something special. Peter said in his epistle, "Watch and pray that you'll not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak." So Jesus was aware of how human we are. So the journey of life, the Easter journey, may God walk with us through this special time. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you for these moments of Easter, the sacred moments that speak to our own hearts. May we be uplifted in our faith and share in the crucifixion and resurrection of our Jesus, the Saviour of the world. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.